The Master's
Ladies and gentlemen, rev your engines. Welcome to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and I have one question for you. Are you ready? Are you? All right. Rev your engines.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving.
Listening to the Master's Playground. I am your hostess, known as Chrissy Stereo. And ladies and gentlemen, we are revving our engines. There is so much that is going on. We are being prepped to be all, it's going to sound like some, you know, recruitment episode, but basically we're being prepped to step up to our authentic selves, to our fully embodied selves. So how do we do that? How do we, you know, I mean, we're being gifted from the universe, you know, all the planetary shifts, everything that we've been through in the last month, handful of months since March 1st, to be honest. Well, longer, but it's really been a squeeze since then. We are now in the time of where the sun has, we're in the time of Leo, you know, so, and Jupiter has come into that experience. So we are expanding. Our dreams are starting to, you know, it's like we're being pushed into that reality. So, but in order to do it, you know, in order to really make it happen, you know, we need to support the self. We really need to honor and cherish the self. So how do we do that? You know, how do we pick ourselves up so that we are ready to be open to meet our opportunities, you know? And it's no joke, you know, it's no joke. So basically a lot of people out there are, you know, a little scared to, you know, they're holding themselves back from really getting going. I mean, we are being gifted something so incredible. It's the stuff where dreams come true. You know, I mean, literally, it's like all the magic dust is in our favor. But if we are acting unconsciously, if we're holding ourselves back, if we're still, you know, exchanging from a fear-based reality, you know, or, you know, I know not what I do, you know, a really big opportunity is going to be missed. We're not going to be able to go ahead and actually achieve what it is that we came here to do. You know, so it's about being conscious. It's about being aware. And so what's happening right now, the reason I titled this Rev Your Engines, it's because literally the universe is revving. And that go light is going to happen, oh, I don't know, starting this weekend. You know, and so what's going to happen is we're going to be projected, propelled, and in that, we're going to be challenged. Oh, yes. We're going to be tested to see if we have what it really, really takes. Are you aligned with the divine? Are you aligned to functioning from your heart chakra? So much, so much. So as the cosmic foot is on the gas pedal, what is it that we can do for ourselves? You know, a lot of people are just turning on right now. They're like, what, you know, what's my sign? What's going on? You know, they're just starting to come in. Oh yeah, I like to read my horoscope here and there. You know, I find that it's okay in this newspaper. You know, the knowledge goes deeper. The information goes deeper. We have all the tools. We have all of the skill. We have the everything that we need to manifest the world that you want, you truly want, which is based out of love. So how do we go about doing this? It's about defining our strengths and our weaknesses. It's about checking yourself, my loves. All right, before I get into everything else, I did forget to go ahead and greet us with the Adi Mantra. We want to take a moment to bow to the teacher within. We are masters. We are the divine. And the way that we get out of our own way is to honor the light that is us, within us, to bond with that light, that teacher. So in Kundalini Yoga, we begin every meditation by chanting the Adi Mantra three times. It's a bowing to ourselves, a bowing to the infinite, a bowing to the teacher within. We do so by placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakra, closing our eyes. Now, if you haven't done this before, just listen, okay? But do put your hands there, you know, get, you know, act. Act if you're, you know, just get into the motion. All right, so I'll go ahead and start chanting. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Om Blessings, love. Blessings. All right. So what I was saying is that, you know, it's about, okay, the title of the show, Rev Your Engines. The universe is about to go fast forward. We are going to be, it's a beautiful opportunity. But the admission ticket, and I'm going to just keep it real, you know, the admission ticket into really, really being a master in this world is to do the work. Are you doing the work? So what is the work? Stopping to getting to know who you really are. You have to understand yourself. You have to understand your positive, your negatives, your gifts, your challenges. It's a cocktail, a chemistry set. What are your ingredients? What is it that makes you up? We begin by studying our natal chart, okay? A natal chart is a reflection of where the planets were at the time of your birth. They were in certain houses. They had certain aspects to one another, right? And within there tells the story of who you are, what challenges you're going to be experiencing, what triggers you have, what gifts you have. It basically is the blueprint to understanding who you are. So, keeping that in mind, we'll get into understanding just a little bit of what all that means. But first, let's go ahead and switch on over to our main man, Ice Cube, you know, who puts it pretty well. We're in the times, but in order to truly embrace all the magic that really is, it's time for you to check yourself. Enjoy.
I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your moms. Fuck call alarms. Do a foul crime, I'm the nigga with your Alpine soda for 6-0. Always let tricks know and friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, head cut ya. You say you can't touch this and I wouldn't touch ya, punk motherfucker. Here I let you know, boy, oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no fucking motion picture. I got your bitcher, my nigga get with ya. And ninja, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a
check. So come on and tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself. Tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah,
come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Tickety check. Yeah. Tickety check.
Tricks wanna step the cube and then they get played. Cause they bitch made pulling out a switchblade. That's kinda trifle. Cause that's an iPhone. AK-47, assault rifle. Hold the 50, I'm nifty. Pow, got a new style.
Watch out.
I hate motherfuckers claiming that they floating bank. But steady talking shit in the holding tank. First you wanna step to me. Now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker Denver Road. Now they running up in your snow. You're gone. To be the dime one. Now your name is just Twan. Switch it, snap it, roll your eyes and neck. You better run a check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Chicky check.
Pump.
Check yourself, you know what I'm saying? Cause niggas is
definitely going off. Word is born. If you're foul, you better
better run a make on that license plate. You could have had a V8 instead of a Trey 8 slug to your cranium. I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you and that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the claps. And who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your coochie and your debt. Bitches, a Miami hurricane hit. Swamp, niggas call her lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, get the fuck out. Cause women like you gets no respect. Bitch, you better run a check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you wreck yourself. Cause bitches like you is bad for my health. Jiggy check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggedy wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggedy wreck yourself.
Cause the lynch mob is bad for your health. 9 Trey, we mix. Old school tip. Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep on doing that.
Check yourself. Check yourself. Yes, that was Ice Cube. We have been talking about how to go about understanding how to become more embodied with our own self. We came here for a reason. We came to Earth for a reason. We came into this time. It's all an illusion. It's an illusion. But we came into this time for a profound reason. And it's not so that we can live unconsciously being a victim to our circumstances. Oh, this happened to me. Oh, that person did this to me. It's about understanding you. It's about understanding what gifts you have and what challenges you have. That is how we begin to become a lot more present with our own self. That is how we start to befriend our higher self, our godly self. So where do you start? I mentioned earlier, it's about diving into your natal chart. You know, and there's a lot of astrologers out there, and it's not rocket science. It really isn't. It's not like this giant mystical, oh, wow, you know, I don't get it, man, you know. Like anything, it's simply taking a moment to study. And it's not overwhelming. So, what are the tools? Natal chart. A natal chart reflects exactly where the planets were at the time of your birth. How they talk to one another. That's known as aspects. How do you go about learning, seeing that? Well, there's a site online that's very popular with pretty much every astrologer. It's called astro.com. And in there, you enter your name of birth, your place of birth, date, and exact time. Okay? If you don't have that, dust off the birth certificate. Enter the data. Then what happens is that you have a bunch of goodies that you could start playing with, okay? And what one should probably start to look at in order to basically pick ourselves up is understanding what are known as oppositions and squares. So what is that, right? All right, so there's a variety of different ways that planets could talk to one another. You know, either they're in harmony or they're not. And when they're not, therein lies your challenges, your stresses, your, I don't know, areas to work on, right? So let's understand a little bit of what a square is. The aspect of a square creates tension between the planets and points involved. Okay. Tension is necessary in order to stimulate action, but too much tension translates into stress. The planets involved in a square are acting at cross purposes. With squares, we may overdo and run into countless obstacles before we get it right. However, squares force us out of complacency and get the ball rolling. All right. Squares are often more difficult when we're young, as these aspects force us to grow and learn our lessons. Okay. So when you study your natal chart, dive into exploring what your squares are, keeping in mind that these are our lessons, right? Instead of going, oh my God, you know, I mean, you can imagine what it's like. It's sort of, you know, it's taking the blinders off, you know, and it's really understanding, you know, what it is that we are here to work on. All right. I also mentioned oppositions. All right. It takes two is the expression when we look at an opposition. An opposition is created by dividing the circle by two. Therein lies the meaning of this aspect, this relationship. Okay, so what are opposites? People with oppositions seek out others as if to mirror their own internal struggles. They learn about themselves through interactions with others. Very often, oppositions cause us to swing from one side to the other, and we feel torn. Oppositions represent a state of divided loyalties. Inner discontent, uncertainty, insecurity can all be a result when we look at oppositions. While a square is urgent and courageous, and opposition is insecure or unsure and wavering. Unsure and wavering. When we use our oppositions correctly, we are more willing to consider the other side, and we can be adept to negotiating. So oppositions, in essence, are sort of teaching us, you know, the ability of embracing how to negotiate. So, you know, can you imagine what it's like, you know, to not really know those, that part about yourself, and you're just sort of like, it's got to be this way, and da-da-da-da-da, and you're not going to see the other person's point of view, and da-da-da. It's part of the challenge is that you, if you have an opposition, you know, there's going to be this mirror aspect. So rinsing and repeating, okay, the differences between oppositions and squares. And these are the areas where you're going to start to look at in your natal chart. When you do your natal chart, dive right into where are my squares, where are my oppositions, and then start to do your research. You know, start to explore what it means in astrology. In essence, what it means for you. Everybody has a unique cocktail. Everybody. So the differences between oppositions and squares is that squares create a kind of tension that demands action. Okay. Oppositions also create tension, but natives generally seek out others in relationships in order to work out that tension. Okay. Note the planets in opposition generally occur with a compatible sign element, while scars generally occur between signs that are considered incompatible. You know, the exploration of astrology is a lot of fun once you start to really get into it and understand what it is that you're working with, right? So I want to give a couple of examples here. You know, so we start, why am I bringing up studying natal charts? Let's take a step back. We are in amazing times. I say it every week. And, you know, we just went through a whole cloud of confusion and like trying to understand who we are. And really, we just went through an experience of where we started to identify the person that we're about to become. Okay. And it had some challenges. It had some random character showing up on the scene. It had a lot of changes. You know, you might have found yourself being moved or moving or, wow, who's this person? New people are coming into your life. And from there, now it's like the party is about to start. And I was mentioning earlier that the more self-aware you are, the more present you are, the less you're going to be, you know, in this victim mentality. You're not going to be lost in not being accountable. It really forces you to be accountable for your exchanges. What are you bringing to the table? You know, what if there's a square, you know, or an opposition, and you're not aware of it? You can imagine it's being stuck in an unconscious, you know, exchange of where we're constantly pointing the finger at the other person, and you know, there's nothing wrong with me, you know, la la la, you know, or whatever, you know, insert some weird story. But imagine what it's like to show up and go, this is my challenge. This is what I'm going through. This person is reflecting back to me a fear that I have, and I noticed it in my chart. That's when you start becoming samurai. That's when you start becoming a master. When you truly understand your own self. It's not about figuring out other people. I mean, you can do that, you know. But really, how can you figure out others until you figure out yourself? So, I was mentioning oppositions, squares, things of that nature. So I'm going to go ahead and out myself a little bit here, because I do love a good outing. So when I, you know, I constantly live and breathe my chart. You know, I look at my natal chart all the time. Not like a fiend. I like saying not like a fiend, but as a dedicated student. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, do your natal chart, educate yourself, whoareyou.com, and dive in by looking at your squares and your oppositions. So, in that tradition, I'm going to out myself a little bit. For the most part, you know, I'm happy to report that my chart is very blessed. I have one opposition, though. One? Yes, one. My Venus is opposed to my ascendant. My ascendant is Leo. All right, so what does this mean? All right. For me, I'm best working with one person. Why? Because I enjoy getting to know people on a one-by-one basis. Very dedicated, very focused. Who are you? Hi. Okay, so that's a positive, right? That's cool. Venus opposing my ascendant also means that I prefer friendly and warm people. So if you're kind of aggro.com, I'm not going to be around, right? So what's the challenge, right? Because I mentioned that there's going to be some sort of challenge with an opposition. So with my party of one opposition of Venus opposing ascendant, My challenge is not to care what other people think. That's my challenge, man. You know, and trust me, when I was younger, especially in high school, when I was in high school, I was like, oh my God, you know, totally wrapped up in what they thought, you know. So I wore black and I wrote my poems. You know, listen to The Cure. Oh God, life is pain, you know. All that kind of fun stuff, right? But as I got older, okay, so I care what people think, right? Like, that's like my default, you know, like, oh, challenge in that opposition. So how do we then balance when we have an opposition, when we have a square aspect in our natal chart? This is conscious living, everyone. This is conscious living. When you start to embrace, it's not about greeting it, you know, like what would be termed as the negative and going, oh, okay, I have to run away from it. I have to run away. Oh my God. I care way too much about what people think. Okay. Let me run from it. You know? No. You work with it. You bless it. You embrace it. You love it. You love the oppositions. You love the squares in your natal chart. Right? So going back to my reference of Venus opposing ascendant, you know, I love feeling love and I love loving. That's just the vibe, right? With that little cocktail. So instead of getting lost into what people think, I am focusing on pouring the positive aspect, right? Of loving. I'm using my opposition along with everything else that's been gifted in my chart. But, you know, as I mentioned, I have this one opposition, this challenge. So how do you turn a challenge into a positive? I love people. I love feeling loved. I care what people think, but my challenge is not to care. So insert my life in service. That's what I'm doing. I'm loving others that way. I'm loving the collective one. You might recall, like in the very beginning of reading what Venus opposing my ascendant means, is that I work best one-on-one because I love to saturate myself into really being present for that other being of light. So I then have transformed that into we are one. We are the collective consciousness. So everything that I put out is from love. That's my focus. Love for the challenges, love for the, you know, if someone's freaking out on me, freak out. Yeah. Oh my God. How dare you tell me the truth? Fuck you. You know, that whole thing, right? Love. Hold the frequency. So that's one of my oppositions, right? So going back to you, the party of you. All right. So I've invited you to educate yourself, understand your natal chart on a whole new level. Not the Sunday, you know, times horoscope section, you know, hey, Cancers, you're going to be like this today. You know, buy a lotto ticket. You might win. Yankety crank. No. You are a master. Step up to the challenge. Step up to your own mastery. That is how we can take advantage of the times that we are in. That is what we do. You know, it's not necessarily being reliant on others. Help me, understand me. Even though there's a lot of beings of light, hi, you know, who are out there saying, hey, this is how you, you know, I'm bestowing information right now. So in essence, I am helping, you know, but at the end of the day, it is about you rising to your spirit, your mastery. Really understanding who you are. Letting go of the victim mentality. Letting go of pointing the finger at someone else. It's about becoming truly embodied into your God self. So I'm going to kind of dive into one other song and then we'll come back and get a little more intense about things. Because, you know, if it's not intense and if it's not deep, it's pointless. All right. So there's a band that I really, really dig. And where are they? Give me a second. Are they even in here? Yes. All right. Listen to the words. Okay? That's all I have to say. Just listen to the words. Enjoy. Thank you. I love them so much. The Cranes. What? The Cranes. If you don't know who they are, you know, hey, man, now you do. All right. So here's the fun part, right? So we've been talking about edumacating. I love saying that. Edumacate. Educating ourselves. We are masters. We are no longer victims, man. That is the old paradigm, the old way of being. We can't be pointing the finger going, oh my God, you know, I'm a victim and I'm crying and I'm a mess and, you know, and why is this happening? And step up. You're here for a reason. Step up to the reason that you came into this world. And the way you do that is by educating yourself, truly honoring everything about yourself. Start with your natal chart. Look at all of the influences and appreciate them. You know? And try to understand how, you know, begin to unfold what it is to move forward. Rev your engines because, you know, this is it. We're going to get the push from the universe. Understand, we don't control the winds, but we definitely control where we can put our sail. You know? So how are you sailing through this world? How can you move forward and not be in the ego? The ego. I've got to have this. I'm competitive. Oh my God, you don't even know. There's so much competition out there. It's crazy. It's crazy. Oh, look at me. Look at me. Ooga, 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 ooga. Ooga, ooga. The ego. You know? So how do we do that? Begin asking yourself, how am I defending myself by being attached to things? Rinsing and repeating. Lathering now. How am I defending myself in this world? Why am I, you know, functioning on that level? It is there that you'll begin to find the gold of who you are. Don't run from what is considered to be the negative aspects in your natal chart. Don't run, man. Love it. Nurture it. Learn to work with it. Here's another example. All right. So one of the juiciest aspects in a natal chart is when Mars, it's an aggressive planet, is either squaring or opposing Uranus. This is where the Jekyll and Hydes live. Okay? Not everybody has this, you know, but for those of you out there that do, and I know somebody does, maybe two. Okay, actually, I kind of know two people. But anyways, so for those individuals who have Mars square or opposing Uranus, understand that your challenge is that you lose your temper and quick. You freak out whenever you feel your ego is being attacked. Notice I said, whenever you feel, whenever you think that's what's happening. That's, you know, depending on how severe the aspect is, that's where a lot of, you know, the challenge there is that, you know, you will go through life. Okay. And know this about yourself. You will go through life freakingout.com. You know, and that's when you go off on people. That's when you start to take off, you know. That's when you're like, you know, you turn red and you point the finger and freak out. That is in you because of that aspect. So what is the opportunity that's had, you know? Remember, how do we turn, you know, Mars squaring Uranus or Mars opposing Uranus into a positive aspect? Well, guess what? The lesson of your life is to navigate and function from the heart. And it's going to be a hands-on process for you. Hands-on. You know, so that's another example out there. And I wanted to bring that one up because I did, you know, It's interesting the people that show up, you know, into one's experience, and, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that. So, let's take a look at the cards a little bit. Give me a second here. I love my notes. I love them. All right, so just rinsing and repeating again, it's about unveiling yourself. It's studying yourself, you know, and it's also, it's recommended that you get a binder, you know, and really treat exploring who you really are as like this project. I mean, we've all had projects in school, you know, turn in this report, man. Well, work on the report of you, you know, it's about cultivating the self. Yeah, the momentum of self-awareness. It's the only key to use. It's the only key that will allow you to accelerate into your own heart. I love dramatic pauses. Ultimately, your self-awareness is the only key to use that will allow you to accelerate in your heart rather than what your psyche is inclined to do. Ask yourself, what is in your heart? What is in your heart? What is in your heart? That is your mantra. What is in your heart? What is in your heart? What is in your heart? That is how you begin to navigate and and really understand yourself, you know? Yes. And it goes even deeper. Like, okay, going back to the Mars square Uranus and opposing Mars opposing Uranus, stay away from technology. More specifically, it's about, you know, being disciplined and really opening the heart and to refrain from any type of online, this is going to sound a little out there, but I'm going to say it, refrain from online pornography. Mars square and opposing Uranus, they have a very, very, it's like they're kind of sketched out around technology, but they're also kind of addicted. And for, you know, the varied people out there, it could be anywhere from, you know, various addictions online. So I definitely want to bring that up. Yeah. Opening up to make, you know, personal experiences is another aspect for them. I'm kind of lingering here a little bit, but basically that's some examples. So what I like to do towards the end of the show is I always like to turn to the divine, to the spirit, and go, okay, given everything that's happening, all right, again, this week, we're going to feel the most amazing surge of our lives. However, this surge might be a wah, wah if you're not in tune with who you are. And if you are in tune with who you are, we're sort of placing our sails and going for it. So really get to know yourself, love. Loves. It's what you came here to do. So anyway, back to the cards. I always like to ask spirit, what kind of energies may we anticipate this coming week? All right. What kind of energies are coming at us? And if you're looking at the video, I'm holding up a card right now. And it's the Prince of Swords. What? It's the Prince of Swords. Okay. Kabbalistically, this means we understand why. We understand the reasoning to things. We understand why. We're really clear about what we're doing. And our intention is to do so with what's best for everyone. But I want to elaborate a little bit on it too. So the Prince of... can I spit into the microphone a little more? The Prince of Swords is also the Knight of Swords in complementary decks. And it's really, it frequently, it means flight or hasty journeys, business, or other activity that requires mental dexterity. Okay? It could also mean the arrival of a person who will require you, right? Who will require you to be fully alert to the multiple aspects of the person that this person presents, both positive and negative. So there's going to be a lot of mental stuff. You're going to understand why it's good at the same time, Kabbalistically, right? You know, you're going to have the intention of what's best for everyone, but you are going to be tested mentally, you know, to look at the positive and the negatives. You're going to be working with the mind just a little bit. And it's interesting because you're going to be navigating back to your heart. Remember, that's our mission. Function from the heart, function from the heart. So what can we do to navigate with this energy? Every time I ask, you know, what's coming at us.com, right? I like to dive further into, okay, now that we know that, what is it that we can use or, you know, to navigate? And we have one whopper of a card here. We have the Five of Wands. And this is already indicating it's going to be scrambled energy, anxiety, frustration, and coming to terms with a certain sense of surrender. So what does that mean? Okay, let's bring it all together. That means that there's going to be a little bit of a freak out, you know, within yourself, as far as like feeling frustrated with the self, frustrated with, you know, situations and things like that. You might come to a point of where you have had it.com. You know, and so what that means is that, you know, you're going to understand why this is really good. You're going to be, you know, moving forward into a much more authentic self. And sometimes, you guys, we really need to be tested to realize who it is that we really are. Sometimes we're going to need to feel very frustrated. We're going to need to feel the pressure. Without pressure, there's no diamond. All right. So, additional meanings for the Five of Wands. Life can be filled with exciting challenges, or it can be a damn rat race. Depending on one's perspective, this card is about the skills we develop as we continue to fully engage with those around us, while also maintaining an awareness of the transient nature of the material world. The divine comedy is that we create to express a higher power, which wishes to fulfill to be fulfilled through us. Allow us to master, to be the master of the game rather than the pawn in the hands of exterior forces. Oh, I love reading with drama. Isn't it hot? Anyway, I digress. There's a little more. The only caution being is to not allow ourselves to see life as separate from mankind and filled with a need to become combative. Yes, remember, freak out. Don't trip on people, man. All right. Don't become combative. Don't point the finger and go, oh my God, it's them, it's them, it's them, it's them. Ah. Right? It is one thing to defend your territory, but assaulting others will only further widen the gap that exists between you and the world. So that is how we can navigate, you guys, this coming week. We're going to be challenged. We're going to be tested. Do you have what it takes to live your authentic self? Yeah, you do. If you get out of your own way. You know? And say, for example, you feel pressures of other people. Okay, and I'm putting other in quotes. You feel pressures like that, you know? Let go of the concept of other and always, always, always shift the focus back to you. If someone's freaking out, look within. If you feel trapped, look within. Turn to your heart. Turn to your heart. What is it that you want? What is the life that you want to live? How do you want to live? Study your natal chart, my loves. Understand what challenges and opportunities you have bestowed to you. Otherwise, it's as if you're cosmically blind, the perpetual victim in this world. All right. Was that a good talk, everyone? I think it was. I think it was pretty groovy. Okay, you could find me with that. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You are listening to The Master's Playground. This is a show that is focused on playing with the tools of the divine. Okay? We have so many gifts in this world. It's about becoming self-aware. It's about becoming masters. You know, the more you dedicate yourself to yourself in a loving, compassionate way, loving the challenges that are in your chart, the more you're able to become more embodied and truly, truly, truly be a co-creator of your reality. I love you all very much. You've been listening to The Master's Playground. I am Chrissy Stereo. You could find me at chrissystereo.com. You guys, there's going to be a lot of stuff that I'm about to unleash. I'm about to release the Kraken. All right. So definitely tune in often, you know, check out the website. There's going to be a lot that's coming your way. I'm very excited. I'm very, oh my gosh. The whole reason I'm alive is about to come out. So, all right. ChrissyStereo.com. I am a psychic, shaman, sound healer, electronic music producer, DJ, but most importantly, I'm a spiritual leader. I'm here helping you back home. So with that, may the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. I love you. Bye.
Love yourself. Yourself. Love each other.
Each other.
We are one.
We are the divine.
Blessings. The Master's Playground.